Any ideas about in Columbus? What can we do to make to get more gardens going on? I mean, some people mentioned having a way to hold on to your property in the face of developers who want to buy it, maybe.
And, absolutely.
Access to water, or some more coordinated way to have volunteers or tools, et cetera. What do you think?
So your question is,
how do we do more of this?
Right. How do we do more of this? We look at every piece of land that doesn't have a building on it or has a decent sized backyard, and you campaign for it. There needs to be grants. There needs to be groups of people. Today we have some disabled individuals and some children out here. So there's all kinds of other community groups that can actually get involved, so that it can become a norm to garden, and we can have more eyes out looking for more pieces of land. But there's a lot of, you know, money's needed, and there are some grants out there, and they're not easy to get, but there's a lot of people out there who have money who believe in this sort of thing. It builds community, and it stimulates people environmentally, which is a really important thing for our youth today, because there's so much of their stimulation come from electronics. And so this would give them a chance to get out and actually touch elbows with people. That's a real important thing. So you can incorporate any facet of organization going on, anything from churches to the disabled to children's groups, like we mentioned, and on and on and on. Elderly groups. I mean, you know, any nursing home that's got some space can put some tomatoes in, you know.